Welcome back, Warrior fans.
Sorry about that.
It's been about 5.5 minutes ago before the start of the boys' contest with the Columbia Christian Knights. Let's talk a little bit about Columbia Christian here. This is going to be the toughest game the Warriors have played this year. Columbia Christian comes into this game 3-0, and they have wins over Stevenson Washington by 68-43. They beat Horizon Christian and Tualatin, a really solid 3A program, 64-61, and then knocked off Dayton by 14 last night, 70-56. This is a team that won the state title last year. I'll talk a little bit about them because they brought some guys back. They are the prohibitive favorites to win state again at the 2A level. And this is a team that could compete with anybody at the 3A level last year and again this year. They are led by sophomore Ben Gregg, 6'8". Last year as a freshman in the state championship game, had 23 points, 15 boards, an assist, three blocks, and a steal. He played all 32 minutes of that game. They defeated Western Mennonite 65-61 last year. Our own Amity football, Peyton Richardson, plays for Western Mennonite basketball. Richardson had 22 and 11 boards in that game in a losing effort. But Ben Gregg was just a freshman last year. This year, he a sophomore. He's filled out probably a little bit more, I would assume. And he is a very well put together and dynamic basketball player. High basketball IQ. He can shoot the three. He makes his free throws. He's an excellent rebounder. Like I said, 23-19 with three blocks in that championship game last year, the biggest game of his freshman year. But that's not the only guy they brought back from that team. Their number two scorer in that championship game was Elijah Munyon. Munyon comes back this year as a sophomore, 6'3", number three. Greg wears number 12. And Munyon had 13 points, eight boards, and a block in that game against Western Mennonite. But they also had Isaiah Mariscal. Mariscal had 10 points, three assists, seven boards in that championship game. And he's back. He's a 5'9 junior, wears number one. And if that's not good enough, they have some other size on their team. They have a 6'10 sophomore center, Moritz Hartwich, who didn't play in the championship game last year at all. But they're a pretty young team. They have five seniors on the team, one junior, and 6 sophomores, including the coach's son, Derek Valentine, a 5'10 guard. So Warriors are going to have the work cut out for them. This is going to be the first team that we've played this year that has a big man with a better resume than ours. And Josh Wart, at 6'5", hasn't had to match up against anybody like Ben Gregg. So this is going to be an excellent experience for our sophomore, and we'll see how he handles the 6'8" sophomore for Columbia Christian. And Columbia Christian has just been a powerhouse for years. If you go back and look at their history, they've just been an outstanding basketball program. Jim Flint was the head coach and athletic director there at Columbia Christian for decades. Has multiple state titles on his resume. Now Bart Valentine, the head coach there, as I mentioned before, a longtime Oregonian, Portland area basketball guy associated with Warner Pacific. And then now later in his career as a high school coach at Columbia Christian, doing an outstanding job there. So the Warriors are going to have the work cut out for them. It's going to be a matter of you got to box out on every shot. You got to defend. You've got to be tenacious. You can't worry about getting a shot blocked. You can't worry about missing a shot. You've got to stay after every ball. There will be no opportunity for letdown, and the Warriors need to stay out of foul trouble. What we saw last night is when Tyler Parr went out of the game, the Warriors really struggled with pressure, breaking pressure last night. When Parr was in the game, they handled the press of City Christian much better. So Tyler Parr needs to stay out of foul trouble, stay in the game, and see if the Warriors can't ride this good basketball they've been playing here early in the season to their sixth straight victory. Warriors come in 5-0, Columbia Christian 3-0. We'll get started right after these final commercial messages. This is Amity Warrior Basketball and KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll get things started now with the starting lineups. Warriors are the designated home team in this game just because of where they are on the bracket. And I went and looked up the rankings while we were on break there. Columbia Christian not ranked number one right now. They're ranked number five in 3A, but it's early, or in 2A. It's early in the season, and the Warriors Knights will probably work their way back to number one, and obviously a victory for them against the number two team in 3A would help them a lot. So we'll see how they do and see if they can, if the Warriors can hold off these very tough nights. So starting number one, number three, number two, we'll get all that for you here. 1, 3, 2, 12, and looking for that last number, 10. So that's Isaiah Mariscal, a 5'9 sophomore. Moritz Hartwich, a 6'10 sophomore. Elijah Munyon, a 6'3 sophomore. Dominic Blake, a 6' senior. And Ben Gregg, their best player, a 6'8 sophomore. For the Warriors, Warriors will go pretty small. Wes Streeter, Michael Duncan. Streeter at 5'7. Duncan maybe at 5. What do they list him at? Duncan's listed at 5'9. Brian Hatch at 5. What do we give Brian here? We'll give him 5'7. Josh Wart and Tyler Parr. Parr at 6', Wart at 6'5. 6'4, 6'5, somewhere in there. We'll go with 6'5. All right, Warriors in their home white uniforms with gray and blue trim. And Columbia Christian wearing their black road uniforms with gold trim and numbers. It's a program with a stellar historical reputation as a basketball powerhouse at the 2A level. And we're ready to roll. Wart jumping it up with Hartwich, and Wart wins the tap to Parr. Parr drives hard from the left, kicks it out, he got to travel. He hesitated on that pass, kept Duncan from being able to get that open look at the three-point line. Warriors turn it over in their first possession. And Columbia Christian brings the ball off the floor. It's Blake over to Mariscal. They go high post, and the layup comes up a little short. The putback is good for Greg. So he went high post, put the ball on the floor, got right to the rim. Wart challenged the first shot. He got his rebound and put it back. Streeter out to Hatch. Hatch drives baseline, leaves it for Wart, and Wart got nice deep inside position there, and he puts it up with the right hand and scores. 2-2 game. Number 10, Blake, running the point for him. Swings it left side to Munyon. Munyon tries to go low, and it's picked off. They intended to go to Hartwich down low. Wart with a steal. And there's a steal going the other way, tipped by Blake, and they come up with the ball. Blake now with it. 2-2 game still as the teams trade turnovers there. They go down low. And there's another steal, this one by Streeters. He knocks it away. Hatch comes up with it, pushes it ahead to Duncan. Left corner three. Good! Michael Duncan picking up where he left off last night with 31, and he puts the Warriors up 5-2. Blake running the point, looks inside, goes high post to Greg. Greg turns, he's doubled, goes out right side, three-point attempt, no good by Munyon. Rebound, weak side, they go to Greg. He takes it right in, and nobody stops Ben Greg as he takes a long stride from the foul line and finger rolls it. 5-4, Warriors up. Duncan on the perimeter out to Hatch. Hatch swings it to Parr. Parr surveys the floor. Greg comes out on him. Parr gives it up to Duncan. Man-to-man defense for the Knights. They go high post to Wart. He turns, squares up, jab step, drives all the way in with the left hand and scores. Josh Wart taking the 6'10". Moritz Hartwich off the dribble from the top of the key and getting the left-hand lay-in. Giving up some inches, but Wart's stronger. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. They got to watch that backside there. The lob is there. And we've got to travel as Blake took an extra step trying to get around Streeter. Warriors up 7-4. 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. So teams kind of feel each other out like a couple of heavyweight fighters, seeing what they can get away with and how guys are going to respond, what kind of moves they like to do. Parr out top, swings it right side to Hatch. Finds Wart cutting around. 10-footer, his shot blocked by Hartwich. Wart gets it back. Now he has Hartwich out there on him. He drives, takes it all the way in. Reverse lay-in blocked by Webb coming, or Greg coming across. They get it out and ends up in the hands of Greg, and he ends up with a lay-in. A little broken play there. Ball was kind of loose for a second. Mariscal found Greg dive into the basket. 7-6, Warriors down one now. Streeter having a hard time hanging onto the ball and then loses it out of bounds. Just couldn't get a handle on it, saying, look at my arm, man, I'm scratched. But no call on the reach-in. 7-6. Warriors up one. Blake with the ball. Dominic Blake kicks it over to Munyon. Munyon on the left wing. Back to Blake. Blake on top. Now goes baseline. And an alley-oop dunk to Elijah Munyon. Nobody saw that coming, and he throws it down. At the other end, Duncan for three, short, and the rebound by Greg. Greg in the open floor shovels a pass to Munyon again for another dunk. Warriors not getting back in transition defense, and Munyon, the 6'3 sophomore, throws a couple down. Warriors down 10-7 suddenly. And they throw it away. Steal by Mariscal. Mariscal to Munyon again. He misses the lay-in. The follow-up put in by Greg. He's got eight. And Keenan Graham going to come into the game at the next break. Warriors down 12-7. Not taking care of the basketball and not playing good transition defense. Tyler Parr drives in. Bounce pass out to Duncan. Finds Ward in the high post. Out by the foul line. He'll take the 17-footer and bury it. Josh Ward with 6 points. Pulls the Warriors back to within three. 12-9. The Munyon kid, an explosive leaper at 6'3 with good hops. That alley-oop looked easy, as did the little dunk after that. Blake will put up a 22-footer, no good. Oh, it rolled in. Oh, my goodness, what a soft touch. That ball had no business going in. It hit kind of on the back of the rim on the side, and then just a soft touch stayed there and then fell in. There's a poke away by Hartwich. Munyon ahead to Greg. He misses. Hartwich follows it up, lays it up and in. It was a nice block by Josh Wart, but Hartwich running the floor. 17-9. Hatch swings it to Wart. Wart, left corner, out to Streeter. Looks at the three, doesn't want it. Backs out, goes down low post, and we've got a kick or something. He didn't motion anything, but he blew his whistle. It says ball on the side, so I think there was a kick there. That's all I can figure. Into the game, Keenan Graham replaces Wes Streeter. Warriors trying to go a little longer here. Streeter gives him a lot of quickness, tenacious defense against guards, but he struggles with the bigger guys in there. Duncan dribbles to the right. High post to Wart. Wart drives, spins, kicks it out to Parr. Parr back to Duncan, top of the key three-pointer. No good, short on that one. Rebound by Mariscal. Mariscal brings it up himself, swings it left side. Munyon fakes the three, starts to drive, kicks it out to Blake on top. Blake, high post, Greg. Ball tipped by Graham. Ends up with Mariscal. Mariscal on the baseline. No good. Greg with the rebound. Puts it up. Wart's going to get the foul on this one. He got the ball and then kind of followed through. And so Greg will go to the line to shoot two. 17-9 Columbia Christian. Warriors are up 7-4 in this game. So that's a 13-2 run right now for Columbia Christian. And they've done it in a variety of ways. Short on the first one is Greg. Got 8 points so far, the 6'8 sophomore. Hartwich out. They bring in number 20, Isaac Heiner, a 6'4 senior. Second one by Greg. Good. So 9 points for the sophomore and an 18-9 lead for the Knights. Graham, quick trigger on the three-pointer, buries it from the left corner. Keenan Graham hits his first shot of the game, and it's 18-12 Warriors. Warriors trying to hang around in this one and hold off this hot start by the Knights. Blake, Hatch almost had the steal. Now he lobs to Munyon. Another alley-oop. Nobody picking that up on the baseline. And another dunk for Munyon. He's got three dunks here in the first quarter. All of them two hands. Parr, top of the key, three, buries it. Tyler Parr coming right back at you. Fundamentally sound-looking three-pointer there. Cuts it to 20-15. 2:19 and counting to go in the first quarter. Munyon close out on him. That's a problem with the zone, is that against the zone, you have to watch that backside of the zone. Greg with a nice penetrating move. No good on the shot. Josh Wart with the rebound. Good defense by Wart. Good rebound by the sophomore. Parr. Warriors down five. Parr dribbles past the man at top and throws it away. Had Hatch and a bad pass by the quarterback, Tyler Parr. Just Hatch was just standing still waiting for the ball, and Tyler threw it just wide left to him. Warriors down five. 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Blake, Dominic Blake, works to the right side of the zone. Now out on top to Greg. Greg drives left, kicks it out in the corner. Three-point attempt out there. Good for number 21 into the game, Derek Valentine, the coach's son. And it's 23-15. Hatch driving all the way in. Off-balance shot, no good. Wart tips, can't get it. Runyon with the rebound. Munyon gets it ahead now to Valentine on the left wing. Kicks it back out to Munyon. Cross court to Blake. Blake, 23-footer. No good. Wart high for the rebound. Fouled. No call. Wart pushes up the left side, and that'll get a foul call on Blake as he was hip-checking him. Warriors down 8, 23-15. High-scoring first quarter here for the Knights. They haven't been over 70 in a game yet. They've got 23 in the first quarter with a minute 18 to go. Graham will inbound on the floor for the Warriors. Graham, Duncan, Wart, Parr, and Hatch. Duncan with the ball, swings it right angle to Wart, back to Duncan out on top. Duncan, high post to Parr, swings it to Hatch. Hatch on the left wing, fakes the drive. Now works his way down, turns, spins, gets in with the left hand and scores. Nice job by Brian Hatch working his way one-on-one and getting himself to the left-hand lay-in for the score, 23-17. Three-point attempt left side, good for Mariscal. Nobody on him. If you're going to play a zone, you got to get out on shooters, especially on the first pass. Wasn't even a ball reversal there. Wart, or Parr, drives and loses it on the left-handed scoop shot. Put it up a little too hard. Disler in. He'll get Tyler out. So Parr gets his break, 44 seconds to go, first quarter. So on the floor, Disler, Hatch, Duncan, Graham, and Wart. 26-17, Warriors need to stay close here and get out on shooters, crying out loud. Valentine gives it up to Greg. Greg looks across, now hits Valentine for another three, and Graham didn't get out on him, and Valentine has his second three, and the biggest lead of the game, 29-17. For the Knights. Other way, Hatch misses the three. Wart gets the rebound down on the baseline. Gets it back to Hatch. Hatch off balance, lays it up and in. Brian Hatch doing his best to keep the Warriors close here. 29-19, Warriors down with 11 seconds to go. Greg, top of the key, drives in, floats, and throws it to a teammate, knocked away by Graham. That was intended for Heiner. And joining me now, assistant Warriors girls basketball coach Ron Huber. How you doing, Ron?
Hey, good. Had to kibitz a little bit.
That's all right. Little drive by Munyon, off balance, runner no good, and Graham with a strong rebound, fouled by Valentine. Did you miss the three dunks by Munyon here in the first quarter?
We were
two of them on alley-oops on the baseline, cut back door on the baseline, and they threw an alley-oop from the top of the key for two and wow. Two two-hand dunks. So that's number three, can really get up out there. Warriors with the ball, 2 seconds. Graham will throw it length of the floor. That one's going to come up short and wide, and after one, Warriors trail. 29-19. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
At Golden Valley Brewery and Restaurant in McMinnville, they believe in the traditions of fine craftsmanship that add richness and quality to our lives. And you can taste that in their food and beverages, quality Angus beef and more. Enjoy, whether it's dinner for one or an entire event, Golden Valley is the place to go. Downtown Mac or off the Sunset Highway in Beaverton.
If you're looking for a real estate agent in Yamhill County buying or selling, I highly recommend you check out Arlen Pounds of Sundance Realty. Call him at 883-3333. Wife and I are looking for a home, and he's been awesome to work with. Arlen Pounds, Sundance Realty, 883-3333. I highly recommend him.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, you can...
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. So, Ron... girls held on for a 13-point win, and the two-sentence summary.
Win's a win.
There's one sentence.
And once again, in the first half or first quarter, you can't throw it in the ocean.
Yeah.
Man, we just mix steals and turn the ball over.
But the defense was good tonight.
Yeah.
Did a good job. They didn't have a ball handler, you could tell right away. And if you don't have a good ball handler against our girls, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
They're going to harass you into so many turnovers. Blake swings it left side to Mariscal. Mariscal back over to Valentine. Had the wide open three. Passed up on it. Takes the dribble. Misses the jumper. Long rebound tapped out to Duncan. Duncan weaves his way up through some traffic. Swings it to Disler. Disler down low to Wart. Wart didn't know how open he was there. But he knows he's got a 6'8 guy somewhere behind him. Kicks it back out to Graham. They set up the offense. Right corner three, Disler way short. Long rebound, Blake. Blake, Dominic Blake, ahead to Greg. Greg down in the corner to Valentine. Valentine hooks a pass over to Mariscal for three on the left wing. Good. I think we've got to get out of this zone. I don't think we can guard these guards in a zone.
No.
We're not. They move the ball too well. They've got too many shooters on the floor. 32-19, Warriors down now 13. Hatch. Over to Graham, back to Hatch, swings, nope, fakes the swing to Duncan, now gets it to Duncan, down in the corner to Disler, back out to Hatch, fakes the pass, takes the three, no good, Wart with the rebound, brings it down, well, had it, didn't take it back up, Wart takes it out in the corner, nobody on him, but he picked up his dribble, now gets it to Disler, Disler back to Josh, Josh, little drive, back out to Disler. Disler with a drive, gets down low with the left hand, misses the shot, rebound by Ben Gregg. Gregg ahead to Blake. Blake gets the lay-in. Nobody gets back on him, and Dominic Blake has five in the game now, and it's a 15-point lead. Warriors were within five at 20-15. There's a hard pass by Hatch, and Josh Wart wasn't expecting it. Goes through his hands and out of bounds.
Look a little tired to me.
Duncan and Hatch out, and Eli Jackson and Wes Streeter into the game. 34-19, so the Warriors have been outscored 14-4 since getting this down to a five-point game. Down on the baseline, it's Munyon swings it over to Mariscal. Mariscal backs it out. Gets down to about 15, kicks it out to Gregg. Deep three-pointer, no good. Wart with the rebound. Josh will bring it up himself. 2-3 zone for Columbia Christian. They get way out on the wings on this 2-3 zone because they know they got so much length in the paint. Right corner three, Disler stays halfway down but won't stay in. Wart with the rebound, lobs it down to Graham, and that should be a goaltending. They finally saw it. It hit the backboard. It was coming off towards the rim. He wasn't going to make the shot, but the kid jumped up and touched it after it hit the backboard before it came below the rim. It was going to be short. He rushed his shot, and that's the right call. You can't mess around with it once it hits the backboard. Warriors get the goaltending basket for Keenan Graham. Better mark that down. Graham gets credit for that basket there. Keenan with five in the game. Warriors in a kind of a 1-2-2 look. They go back door. There's a missed alley-oop attempt to Mariscal, and Wart knocks it out of the hands of Ben Gregg and out of bounds. This sophomore Gregg's a smooth operator out there. You watch him play. High basketball IQ, has already got a state championship as a freshman, and so has that court experience and confidence out there. Blake weaves in, kicks it out. Munyon for a three, no good. Wart tips it once, can't come down with it. Mariscal ends up with the rebound and the basket. So Wart had good position on his man, but nobody blocked out Mariscal. Mariscal ends up with an offensive rebound. Warriors throw it away at the other end. Eli Jackson throws it right past Wes Streeter and out of bounds. 5:08 left to go, second quarter. Warriors down 36-21. And you knew when you looked at the roster and you looked at how well this Knights team played last year with the state championship, and they've got three starters back from that team, and they're all young, you knew this was going to be a tough matchup tonight. There was no doubt about it. Blake hooks a pass to Gregg. Gregg takes one long step, gets right to the rim and scores, and a timeout taken by Scott Nelson. This will be a 30 or a full? It's going to be a full timeout. It is. We'll take a break also. 4:53 remaining first half. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Somebody gonna tell you what can be done.
For all that you've done.
Somebody gonna tell you.
And for all that you're going to do. On Point is here with the banking, lending, and advice to make your dreams possible. That means easy access to your money at the branch or on the go, because you've got a whole lot of life to live. And On Point keeps you moving. So join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Warrior Basketball coming to you from Westside Christian School and brought to you tonight by Becky Mather with eXp Realty. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or other real estate, give Becky a call. She's part of the Welcome Home team there at eXp Realty. You can reach her at 971-241-2997. That's 971-241-2997. Warriors break the pressure, or start to. Gregg gets the steal behind the back. He flips it halfway down the court, but Eli Jackson hustling back forces the turnover. Good job by Eli to get back on defense and break up that fast break. That was a great save by the sophomore Gregg. He's going out of bounds. He throws it behind his back to his man 30 feet away.
Fast breaking down the.
That was a great play. High basketball IQ there. And just a kid that you just know. He's not a football player. That's all he does, play basketball. Streeter pulls up on the side. Ooh. Airballs it from 15 on the wing. Gregg with the rebound. Pushes hard up the floor. Still going all the way to the basket. Runs down Disler. Disler didn't hold his position. He could have drawn an offensive foul. Yep. He decided he didn't want to take the contact. He was in position to draw the offensive foul and then decided to kind of turn away from it and ends up with the two-shot foul on Ben Gregg. Gregg already with 11 points in the game. He's 1-for-2 from the foul line and now 2-for-3. I have a feeling we're going to need a lot of room for his points tonight. Boy, like how quickly he got from one end of the floor to the other with the ball, too. He just, accelerated up the floor. Josh Ward handles the ball well. This kid accelerated with the ball like a point guard. Just blew past everybody. And it's where Josh could become, I think. There's a pass down low to Josh. Josh nice. Lays it up. They brought that zone up. Josh snuck down on the baseline. Ward has 8 points in the game. Nice job by Josh and good awareness by the Warriors offense to find him. Blake swings it right side to Mariscal. Mariscal, a couple of dribbles back to Blake on top, extended. Blake looking at this zone, goes down left corner to Munyon. You let Munyon shoot from out there, just keep him from throwing it down. Blake takes a 21-footer out top. He misses. Ward battling two guys. Hartwich ends up with the rebound and lays it in.
Big
it's
guys.
Two against one down there.
Big guys.
They've got 6'8 and 6'10. We have 6'5. And Ward can handle one of them, but handle them both of them. There's a bad pass by Streeter, knocked away by Mariscal, though, and the Warriors will retain possession.
Gave up his dribble way too soon. Just stopped right in the middle of the floor trying to throw to a wing.
42-23, Warriors down 19 here in the second quarter. 3:42 to go before halftime. Disler, and that pass picked off by Greg, throws it ahead to Blake. Blake lays it up and in. Boy, he telegraphed that one, and Greg jumped that wing. Parr drives from the side, pulls up from 15, misses that one. Now the Warriors are shooting quickly or turning it over quickly. Greg again out with the rebound, runs into Disler again. Probably could have had another foul on Disler. Instead, Greg gets a lay-in. And again, his end-to-end speed for a kid 6'8 is tremendous. He's not a point guard, but he gets down the floor like a guard. Ward takes it in. He's fouled as he drives in from the right wing with a left hand. That's a good take by Josh. And this is great experience for Josh Ward playing against these guys, because this is the first time he's seen guys his size or bigger that have the skills he has.
I wonder if he's played against him in the summertime.
Well, that'd be interesting. We'll have to ask him about that and see if they've crossed paths. They're a little ways apart. Mm-hmm. I know he's played against the Sandingham Christian kid, who's the best player in 3A, I think. I don't remember his name, but the big kid, 6'8 kid from there, 6'7 kid, who he'll beat you from deep. We saw him do that to us. Boy, lit us up from 25 feet. Then you come out on him, and he'll beat you to the rim. Wart gets one out of two. 9 points in the game for Josh. Pass down in the corner. They got new guys in. That's Hartman. They go out top to Greg. Pump fake, runs into Disler, and that's Disler again. He's not taking the charge. He's turning and drawing the blocking foul. You got to stand in there and take the charge. Greg was committed from the foul line. He was going to the rim, and Disler was in the right position, but he's turning instead of just taking it. And it requires some guts to take it.
Yeah.
He's 6'9", 6'8", coming barreling down on you. You just got to cover up and stand there and take it. First one good for Greg. So a learning experience for Disler. He goes out. Graham in. Duncan in also. Jackson out. So it's Graham, Duncan, Hatch, Parr, and Ward on the floor. 47-24. Warriors getting blown out here in the second quarter. It's been a bad quarter for the Warriors.
By far the best team they've played.
Oh, yeah. Second one missed by Greg. At the other end, Ward in the kind of mid-post on the right wing. Backs his way down, turns, goes with the left hand, lays it up and in, and he just schooled Greg down in that low post. The difference is we have one of those guys, and they have a whole bunch of guys that can school you. And they've got guards that are giving us problems, too. There's a missed three, Hatch with the rebound. That was Mariscal missing. Gets it ahead to Duncan, to Ward. Ward takes it in, lays it up hard with the left hand, and he changed. I think he was going to dunk that, and he realized that Greg was right behind him. And so instead got it up on the glass with the left hand. Nice job by Josh Ward. Greg travels. And that's because Josh Ward started to come out on him, and he realized he was going to get challenged. And now they get Greg out of the game. Ward's flustered him a little. Josh rising to the occasion with 12, 13 points now in the game, Ron.
They really can't watch the scoreboard. They just need to play good basketball each time down the court.
Yeah, exactly. There's Hatch forces a pass, ends up getting it back after it gets tipped away. Now back to Hatch on the wing, looking inside to Josh. Dribbles. Off balance, and he'll go to the line. Brian Hatch drawing contact. I think it's Valentine picking up the foul.
He's got five subs in there. We need to make hay when they're out, aren't they?
Well, they're not all subs. Number one is starting point is one of their guards. But the rest of them, Valentine, the number 21's hit a pair of threes already, coach's son. Hatch misses the foul shot. Got to take advantage of those when you get them. Warriors down 19 right now. They were down 10 after one. But remember, this was a 20-15 game in the first quarter. Second one, good for Hatch. Splits a pair. He's got five in the game. 2 minutes to go, first half. Valentine with the ball. Swings it over to Stillwater. Stillwater gives it up to Hartman out top. Now to Mariscal. Mariscal down in the corner to Hartman. or to Stillwater, excuse me. Back out to Valentine. Valentine drives, backs it out. That's Hartman for three. No good. Wart with the rebound. And they don't have anybody in there that can handle Josh Wart right now. No. You should slow this down and give it to Josh Wart. Tyler dribbles in, kicks it out to Brian. Brian out on top to Duncan. Duncan, couple of dribbles. Need to get it to Wart now. Now they get it to Wart down on the left wing. Change pivot for it. Got away with it. He spins, shovels a pass to Tyler Park, and he misses the lay-in, but he is fouled. Great pass, Josh Wart, on the spin move. He started with the left hand, spun back to that left shoulder, and then shoveled the pass to Tyler Parr, who had sealed off inside there.
Two guys jumped on Josh, and he kicked it to the open man. It was nice.
It's a great play by Josh Wart. Tyler couldn't get the finish and misses the foul shot. Wart is struggling at the foul line tonight. Wart's 1-for-2. Hatch is 1-for-2, and now Tyler Parr 0-for-1. Minute 21 to go, first half. Parr with one more. And misses a pair. Wart with the rebound. Puts it back up and in. Josh Wart cleaning up some garbage there. And he got up high to get that rebound and stay off the back.
I like how he used the backboard.
Yeah, from close in. From only about 3 feet in front of the basket. Put it high off the glass and back in. And he was right in front of the backboard. There's a travel as Hartman shuffled his feet when he caught the ball. He didn't like. You can tell he's a kid that likes to have the right foot in front of the left foot. When he caught the ball, the left foot was on the front of the right. He did a little shuffle step to get the feet switched and got the travel. Hatch drives hard with the right hand off the glass. No good. Rebound by Heiner. Boy, you just got to feed Josh Wart right now. Don't try to force anything else. That's where your advantage is. There's a drive in by Valentine. Misses the shot. Tyler Parr with a good box out on Stillwater and the rebound. Duncan. Top of the key extended. Goes down to Wart. Wart steps out to the three-point line in the right corner. Spins, might have traveled. Goes in hard, draws the foul. Josh Wart continuing to put pressure on this defense. 16-point game right now, 36.3 left to go. Wart having a great first half.
Get it down to 12.
Get it down into, it's 16 right now. See if you can get a couple of free throws here. Wart hits the first one. Starting to look a little more comfortable at the line the last couple of games. He's going to get there. I mean, you're either going to give up points or you're going to foul him. There's not a lot of other options. Oh, Wart rims the second one and tipped up and in by Keenan Graham. Nice job by Graham. He's got 7. That's his career high, I think.
That's a nice follow.
It was. Keenan Graham, 6'2", got in there and just tipped the ball, the rebound back up off the glass and got it to go in. Stillwater with it, swings it right side to Valentine, goes down low to Heiner, knocked away, Wart gets it back, traveled. Nice job by Brian Hatch to come down and help. Josh Wart gambled on the play, didn't get it. Brian Hatch slid down and forced Heiner to change and take an extra step as he went to the basket. 13 seconds to go. Hatch.
Got
to
get it to Josh.
A little out of control, gives it up to Wart.
Here he is, right there.
They go back door to Duncan. He comes out the other side with 4 seconds. Swings it to Graham. Graham, three-pointer, top of the key. It's good! Keenan Graham with 10 points in the first half, and the Warriors cut it to 10, the same as it was after one. 47-37, Amity down 10, but a nice run. Cut a 21-point lead down to 10 points as we go into halftime. They'll feel a little bit better about themselves.
Sure, made a really nice bunch of nice trips down the court with their studs on the bench.
Yeah, and you got to do that. Yeah. Sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes the guy pulls his best players out, and the other team just keeps throwing up bad shots and acting like the best players are out there. But in this case, did a good job getting Josh Wart involved and Keenan Graham stepping up with the last 5 points there. All right, we're going to take a break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC, McMinnville. Fans, Jeff Clark and Ron Huber coming to you from Westside High School Championship game on the boys' side. Girls got a win. Ron did a good job of sticking after it defensively until they got some shots to fall there. May Lynn hit a couple more threes, and Keeley knocked down a couple threes. That was good to see.
That gave us a little spread there because it was 2 and 3 and 4. Yep. And
May Lynn hit a couple. That helped a lot. Alyssa had a little 6-0 run by herself. That was nice. And boy, she played a great game defensively on the top of that. They just didn't have the guards to be able to deal with her, and she just kept harassing them the whole time she was in there. Did a great job.
She's
getting into shape.
That's the team that played a JV schedule last year, remember? Yep. They didn't play a varsity schedule.
And they're still missing a guard.
Yeah.
They've got some other players, but they don't have a guard.
No.
And you can tell. It hurts them. The Rose girl's not horrible, but she can't handle pressure.
They did get a coaching change. That woman.
She's not there yet.
Was coaching. Yeah.
So Warriors boys have their hands full here with the Knights. And, Ron, I was talking before you got up here about kind of the heritage, the history of Columbia Christian basketball. They've been around for quite a while. Jim Flint was there for a long time, just an outstanding coach. And now Bart Valentine. You know Valentine, right?
Yeah.
You guys have some history.
I don't know if he ever played against his teams, but he's been around. Wasn't he in Salem for a long time?
And he was at Warner Pacific.
Yes.
Actually, for a while.
Yeah.
And so he's been around and knows the game really well. He's got his own kid out there playing, number 21, Derek Valentine. Hit a couple threes in the first half. But he's done a good job of recruiting. Ben Gregg, 6'8 sophomore, led all scorers there in the first half with, let me get this here, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 in the first half. And then they got some help from a few other guys. They got 8 from Mariscal, 4 from Hartwich, 6 from Munyon, all on dunks. Dominic Blake, the point guard, gave him 7, and Derek Valentine with 6. So they've got a few different guys that can shoot. They made 5 threes in the first half. And then the Warriors, Josh Wart, what did we say he had in the first half there, Ron? Was it 16?
Yeah.
And so he's tied with Ben Gregg for high point honors. Keenan Graham with 10 points. That's the real surprise there. And he gave us those last 5 with the tip in
points.
And then the 3-point.
Hustle points. Yeah.
Michael Duncan has 3, Brian Hatch with 5, and Tyler Parr with 3. And the Warriors just need to be patient offensively.
They look a little tired. I didn't see the first quarter, but, you know, they gave an awful lot last night to win that game.
They did. They've got to be patient on the offensive end, not try to do too much one-on-one. Be patient, run the offense, and
play decent defense down inside.
And defensively, the two things that have really hurt us is the backdoor cuts. We gave up those 3 dunks on backdoor cuts against the zone. And the other thing that's hurt us is when they swing the ball, we're not always getting out on the three-point shooter. So that could be a tired thing, lack of discipline, whatever you want to call it. But you got to get out on a shooter in a zone. You can't let them just have wide open threes. You got to at least fly at the shooter, make him change his foot position, make him hesitate, something. Warriors ball to start the second half. Hatch, Streeter, Duncan, Parr, and Ward on the floor. Hatch out high. They go man-to-man now. They were 2-3 zone against us in the first half. Duncan with it. Back out to Hatch. Hatch drives to the right, gives it up to Streeter on a little weave. Streeter back out by the center court. The Warriors try to figure this out. Streeter gets to the foul line, back to Hatch, fakes the 3, drives baseline, pulls up, his shot blocked by Hartwich, and out of bounds.
That's just impossible. Brian's got to see that.
And what he did is he got close to Josh, and Josh wasn't setting a screen on Hartwich. He wasn't trying to keep his man off. Now Wart drives in, and the ball knocked away and out of bounds by Hartwich. But Hatch thought that Wart was going to screen off, I think, and hold Hartwich back. Hatch kind of slipped away looking for a pass, and Hatch tried to shoot over a 6'10 kid.
Yeah,
that's giving up, 15 inches? 3-pointer from the corner, Duncan, no good. Wart with the rebound, kicks it back out to Streeter. Now to Parr on the right wing, back to Streeter out top, swings it left side to Hatch. Hatch looking for Wart on the baseline, spins, goes in, pump fake, got it blocked from behind by Hartwich.
He made a nice fake.
He did. Gregg was coming over there to influence that. Gregg misses a shot, gets his own rebound and puts it in. Josh didn't hustle back on defense there. And that gave Gregg that second-chance opportunity. Josh a little frustrated. Hatch drives in.
That's what they want you to do.
Misses the shot. Gregg with the rebound. And Gregg in transition, beating everybody on the floor. But this is going to be an offensive foul. Tyler Parr showing Disler how to do it. You get in there and you take that. But Josh has got to hustle back. That's 2 times in a row that Gregg has beat Wart down the floor. And Josh can't let that happen. He's got to take some pride getting back on defense, no matter what happens on the offensive end. 49-37, Warriors yet to score here in the second quarter, or the second half. They go high post to Parr. Parr turns. He's got Gregg on him. Steps back, takes the jumper, rims in and out. Wart with the rebound. Josh takes it out to the three-point line.
Take this guy.
He's got Hartwich on him. Hartwich.
Oh, he got the
reach in from the side, stolen away by Munyon. Munyon in the open floor.
Too much himself.
Yeah. Well, and he didn't recognize the spacing. Munyon was collapsing. They go out in the corner to Blake, misses the 3. Rebound tipped. Gregg ends up with it and a basket. He's got 4, and they get it back up to 14. Hatch ahead to Duncan. Duncan, Munyon right up on him, almost made him travel. Back to Hatch. Hatch drives in, trying to do too much. Gets it stripped away. Hartwich with the ball. Brian just trying to do too much. He's got to get back and play within himself. First time the Warriors really played from behind all year. At the other end, Mariscal buries a 3. and they've run off seven straight to start the third quarter. Warriors down 54-37 and a timeout on the floor. Warrior basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back after this message. Amity Warrior basketball coming to you from Westside Christian School. Jeff and Ron with you. 5:57 left to go, third quarter. 54-37. Warriors trail by 17. It was 10 at halftime and seven straight by the Knights. And that was a three by Mariscal, giving him 11 in the game. And Ben Gregg has a pair of easy putbacks right at the rim. One of them putback, one of them just a lay-in for his 4 points in this quarter, 20 in the game. Hatch telegraphs the pass, gives it to Munyon, and Munyon throws it down with two hands at the other end and says a little something to Duncan, who was coming in behind him. Duncan trying to reach in on that. Munyon with eight in the game, all on dunks, Ron. Hatch gets it in, or they get it into Wart. Wart from the high post back out to Streeter. Streeter, they go back to this 2-3 zone now. Streeter now on top with it. Fakes the pass, now gives it up to Hatch. Hatch swings it. Again, cross-court pass tipped away and out of bounds by Ben Gregg.
You can see that coming, and so can the defense.
You've got a ball fake. I have yet to see a ball fake out there. Just a lot of looking and passing, looking and passing. You get a little ball fake, and they'll jump that passing lane, and then your guy's got to move. Duncan lobs down to Parr. Parr shovels it out. Streeter for three from the corner. I think that was blocked by Blake a little bit. Came up about 2 feet short. Ball knocked out of bounds to the Warriors. Going to be a long game, I'm afraid, Ron. Yeah. It doesn't look like we've got what it takes to come back on these guys tonight. They go down low. Ball poked away. Hartwich pokes it away. It was intended for Wart. And Blake takes it in, misses the lay-in. Munyon misses the putback. And Munyon saves it off of Tyler Parr's leg and out of bounds. 5:02 remaining, third quarter. Warriors find themselves back down 19. Haven't scored yet this quarter, 3 minutes in.
Not a lot of fight in them. They look like
they look just, tired.
Yeah,
they look real tired in the third quarter. They played hard in the second quarter when they came back there a little bit the last few minutes, but right, and they looked good early in the game. They played hard, but right now look about a step and a half slow. High post to Gregg, kicks it left side. Munyon for three, no good. Oh, he banked it in. I was calling it no good because I don't think he intended to bank that. I think he should ask for that those points to be retracted, but I don't think he will. 59-37. A three-pointer. He's still smirking about it a little bit. High post to Wart. Goes down low to Duncan. Back to Wart. Warriors having a hard time. They're trying to dribble through the zone. And when you dribble through a zone, bad things are going to happen. And we just saw it right there. Ball knocked away off Parr's feet out of bounds. You've got to move the ball quickly in and out, cross court. You cannot dribble to beat this zone. Graham and Jackson going to come in at the next dead ball. Gregg out high with it. Works left. Warriors in a 2-3 zone also. They go out. Mariscal for three. Short over the backboard and out of bounds.
Those are hard rims.
They are very hard. That's the third or fourth one. We saw several in your game do the same thing. So 4:13 left to go. Hatch and Streeter out. Brian really struggling here in the second half. Trying to do too much out there. Needs to relax. Let the game come to him. Not worry, like you said, about the scoreboard. Not coming back on one possession anyway. Parr out to Wart. Wart drives baseline all the way in, lays it up and in.
Nice
Josh
try.
Wart, I thought he was going to throw that one down. He had the elevation to do that. First two of the second half for the Warriors. Wart with 18. Gregg out high with it. Swings it right side. Blake, deep three. No good. And the rebound. Duncan tips it, saves it into Wart. Josh with it, brings it up to the left side of the floor. Ahead to Parr. Parr for three from the angle. No good. And Gregg with the rebound.
Ball was down.
Oh, halfway in. Those tight rims, though, they'll kick it back out. Gregg, top of the key, 22-footer, no good. Ball tipped. Hartwich with the rebound, puts it up, no good. Gregg follows it, no box out. And that's the problem with the zone right there. Ben Gregg missed the three-pointer and just kind of drifted down the lane and then found the ball. Out on the left wing, Wart misses the three. Gregg with the rebound throws it out to Hartwich. Hartwich takes it in and lays it up and in. Tyler Parr getting back, trying to stop that and couldn't. Hartwich with six in the game, 63-39. And there's another pass thrown away, but the Warriors will hang on to it.
Can't. About three or four times. Cross-court passes that are just so obvious.
And there's no angle. It's pretty flat going across there. It's not like he had a good angle to make that pass. When you start going from one side of the floor to the other, it is very dangerous against the zone. All right, we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. 3 minutes to go in the third. We'll be back after these messages.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. Quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs. It's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts.
If you're looking for a real estate agent in Yamhill County buying or selling, I highly recommend you check out Arlen Pounds of Sundance Realty. Call him at 883-3333. Wife and I are looking for a home, and he's been awesome to work with. Arlen Pounds, Sundance Realty, 883-3333. I highly recommend him.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Warriors with the ball. Wart, high post, turns, spins, misses the jumper badly. Saved by Graham, back into Greg. Greg off and running with it. Wart will have to get back on him. Shovels the pass. Munyon tries to dunk. Wart challenged that shot and gets the rebound. Wart brings it down, spins, turns, off balance, tripped a little bit. There's a ball knocked away. They're going to get a reach in, I think, on Graham.
Yep,
that's on Keenan. Well, Josh Wart, nice play on Munyon to affect that dunk attempt. But he went the other way and just kind of stumbled a little bit. Caught the edge of his shoe kind of as he spun. Just threw the ball up there because it was going to be that or a travel. Blake with it against the 2-3 zone of the Warriors. Gives it up to Munyon, now on top to Mariscal. High post to Greg. He turns. They collapse on him. Spins his way down. Shovels it out to Valentine. Valentine with a dribble. Swings it cross court to Blake. Goes down to Munyon on the baseline. Munyon down to Greg. Greg, lost the ball, hit the bottom of the rim, came back into his hands, and he laid it up and in. He's got a lot in this half. He had 16 at halftime. Tyler Parr fouled on the three-point attempt to go to the line. Greg has 11, 27 in the game, 11 in this half. Tyler Parr to the line. Parr with 3 points tonight, 0 for 2 from the foul line so far. 2:02 left to go, third quarter. Parr's first one, perfect. So, Coach Nelson, this isn't about winning a game at this point. This is about working on some things, and we're going to see Sandy M. Christian, and they're going to have a significant amount of length also. They have 6'7 and 6'5, and the two brothers there. They'll be sophomores and senior this year, and so we're going to see, and those are, both of those kids are pretty highly skilled. So here, only one of them is.
Is that like a pre? That's before we get in the league.
We won't see them unless it's a state playoffs. Right. No.
But in our league, what kind of height?
I don't think Dayton's the closest thing with Jason Howard at 6'7", but they just don't have this kind of.
No.
He doesn't have the kind of skill set that the Greg kid has here. Ben Greg, highly skilled, plays like a small forward at 6'8". I mean, he can shoot the ball, he can handle the ball, he passes the ball well, finishes inside. Pull-up jumper, Munyon knocks it down. Elijah Munyon with 13 points in the game. Duncan lobs down, tipped away. Josh got to do a better job sealing things off. Michael Duncan gets into the lane, knocks down a little floater. He's got 5 in the game. He had the first basket of this game, buried a 3-pointer, and they have worked very hard not to give him looks anymore. So Valentine did a good job of scouting and didn't want the Warriors to beat him from the three-point line. Munyon drives baseline, hooks a pass stolen by Eli Jackson. Oh, he might have traveled there. Jackson poked away, gets it back. He's a pass the ball. There he gets it to Tyler. Tyler gets it across before the 10-second call. Parr with it, working on Munyon. This is not what you want to do against this zone. Loses it, gets it back. Bounce pass to Duncan for 3, short. Parr or Josh Wart with it.
A one bounce rebound.
Yeah. That ball hit the rim and went straight down. Bounced up into Josh's hands, and he laid it up and in. Warriors down by 21 here with 30 seconds to go in the third. Mariscal back out on top to Blake. They go high post to Greg. Greg, his shot affected by Josh. He still got it up off the glass and in. Boy, that's a highly skilled kid. He just, not much he can't do out there. Duncan from the corner for 3, misses that one. That was a wide open look. Best look he's had since the first shot of the game. Mariscal with the rebound. Ahead to Greg. Tied up by Duncan. Steps back, takes the 3. No good. Tipped. Parr with the rebound. Ahead to Duncan. Duncan will take it in. Shovel it to Jackson, and that cost him the basket.
It.
Yep. He's cost him the basket. He was trying to be unselfish, give Jackson a lay-in.
Unaware of the time.
Yep. Didn't know that the clock was about to expire. 69-46 after 3. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on McMinnville's finest KLYC. 69-46. Knights on top of the Warriors here at the Westside Christian Boys Championship game. And it'll be Knights ball to start the fourth quarter. Valentine flips it over to Munyon. Munyon, Warriors extend on that 2-3 zone now. Back to Valentine. Munyon goes baseline. They cut him off this time, about time. Wow. Gives it up. Mariscal misses the jumper. Loose ball rebound. Picked up by Hayner. There's a missed jumper by Valentine, and Wart with the rebound. Wart pushes up hard on the left side. Slows up. Pulls back. 12-footer.
Air ball.
Yeah, just left it short. If he didn't get fouled, that was not a good shot. Munyon shovels it over to Mariscal, misses the jumper, and a good box out by Parr. And they're going to get Keenan Graham for flying in on loose ball fouls. He knocked Hayner down. Parr had him all boxed out, but Keenan, a little out of control there, landed on the side of Hayner and knocked him to the floor as Parr was gathering in the rebound. Valentine triggers it in and finds Hayner all by himself. Somebody missed that, and Hayner with his first basket of the game. Streeter, this feels like a summer league game right now, Ron.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it doesn't have a lot of meaning. People working on stuff. Parr out in the corner, out to Graham for three. No good. Wart can't get the rebound over Greg. Giving up a couple of inches there.
One arm rebound. Pull it down.
Greg over to Munyon. Drives baseline, wants to throw it down. Josh Wart blocks the shot. Streeter with the rebound. Josh Wart, excellent job of challenging that. That's the second time he's affected a dunk by attempt by Munyon. And that's going to be a kickball or a reach-in. They're going to get a reach-in on Valentine. 71-46. Any question that this is the team to beat in 2A?
Oh, boy.
I mean, this is mostly the team that played last year. Three of the five starters back from the team that won it last year. And all three of those guys are sophomores now. They started as freshmen. Graham drives, gets all the way in, a little floater, leaves it short. Wart or Parr battling, gets the rebound. Parr spins, goes back to the left hand, lays it up, scores, fouled. Nice job by Tyler Parr. It's a good move on his part.
Certainly in the last couple, two or three years, they're as good as the 3A teams that we've seen make it to the championship, De La Salle and Dayton.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably better than those teams.
Yeah, I think so. The Dayton team with Bernards and Flowers was pretty good.
Yes.
But, you know, these guys will be a pretty good match for
them. Not five. These guys are five guys.
Yeah, they've got a lot of good players out here. Greg with the ball out top. Tyler Parr with a three-point play. Cuts it down to a 22-point game. And Parr gets the steal. Streeter comes up with it. Puts it ahead to Jackson. Jackson on the left wing. Pulls up at the three-point line. Looks
Had
inside.
Josh.
Now he gets it to Wart in the low post. Wart didn't realize he got too deep. Kicks it back out to Parr. Parr will take the three long, rims it. Wart with the rebound on the baseline. I think Josh is just tired because he's not getting what he should get. Now he turns, misses the shot, close in, a little frustrated, and now he's going to get beat down the floor. Greg goes past to him, lays it up, misses the shot, Wart with the rebound. Josh has got to get his head up and hustle back on defense no matter what happened on offense. Tyler Parr with it, crosses over, picked by Greg. Long arms. Ben Greg with it, slows down, off balance, lays it up off the glass, misses. Tyler Parr will get the foul. It's pretty tough when a kid that long is coming at you in the open floor because he has so many options. You know, he can cross over on you, he can jump stop and just
left
shoot
to right.
over the top. He can, yep, either way. And he's pretty comfortable with the ball in his hands. 5:38 remaining in this one. Greg at the line, buries the first foul shot. Just a sophomore, 6'8", they have him listed at. He's pretty close to that. If Parr's 6'5", then Greg's pretty close to 6'8". He's got Josh by about 3 inches, probably weigh about the same. Josh a little stronger than he is, but this kid's pretty smooth. Buries the second one. Wart gets his first break of the game. He's tired. He worked hard in the first half, and you can just see doesn't have the energy in this half. Underneath, Jacob Bernards misses the short one. Greg with the rebound. He pushes it up the floor himself, hooks a pass back over to Valentine, takes the three, no good. Good box out by Streeter. Gives it up to Tyler. 5:15 and counting to go. Hatch with it. Couple of dribbles back out to Parr. I think the Warriors could just run 5 minutes off the clock and call it a game here. Bernards looks inside, not there. Now hits Streeter popping out the foul line. Works his way down, scoops underneath, draws contact, lays it up and in. Nice job by the senior, Wes Streeter, his first basket of the game. There's a kick ahead. Mariscal goes baseline, throws it back out to Valentine. 12-footer, no good.
Oh.
And Ben Gregg comes flying in for a rebound. Yeah, had one hand on it, but was off balance. He falls, loses the ball out of bounds. That'll be it for his night. Hartwich comes back into the game. So now Bernards gets to deal with a 6'10 sophomore instead of a 6'8 one. But not nearly as skilled. Par with it, gives it up to Hatch. Hatch starts to drive, kicks it back out to Tyler. Top of the key, 22-footer, no good. Bernards with the rebound inside, back out. Graham, three-pointer, misses that one. Long rebound to Streeter. Streeter backs it out, resets. Little drive down the side, tries to go past. There's that zone defense, knocking the ball away and getting the steal finally. Steal by Stillwater when it was all said and done. Gives it up to Valentine, 4-15 and counting to go. Long three-pointer by number 11, that's Hartman. He misses, and Keenan Graham with the rebound. Graham will bring it up as we hit the four-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. 22-point game. Warriors getting thumped here by the 2A defending state champs. Streeter starts to drive, backs off. Be a lot for Scott to talk about, especially on how to attack a zone.
This will be interesting.
Bernard's not going to go. Yeah, he's not going up against the 6'10 kid. Kicks it back out, and there's the miss by Hatch. Bernard's battling in there, though. I like seeing that. It's a good experience for him. And playing basketball won't hurt him as a lineman at all.
No.
There's another three-point attempt by Hartman. He buries this one. Nobody getting out on him. He hits his first basket of the game on three or four attempts he's had. He kind of shakes his head in a little frustration. Hatch beats him, shovels it to Bernards. Bernards fouled by Heiner. I mean, they have so much height that they're 6 foot. The kid that's listed at 6'4 out there, Heiner, doesn't look, he looks normal. No. He looks average out there, right?
Yes.
Number 20. He doesn't look 6'4 because they've got so much size on the floor.
He's a senior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is a pretty loaded team. Wart back into the game. They go out to Graham in the corner for three. Buries it. Keenan Graham. This could be a game that really helps Keenan Graham in the long run, though. Mm-hmm. He's got 13 in the game, and he's showing that he can shoot the three. He's been, I think, a little nervous in his varsity experiences so far. This is the first game where it's looked like he has control over his game. And that's a big step. We all know from coaching, you know the difference. The big guy. I'll get his name right here. Hartwich. Back and Wart down and knocking it off the glass. Disler to Hatch. Hatch trying to drive that zone, loses the ball again. He's probably got six or seven turnovers. They try to kick the ball across court underneath the basket and goes off Stillwater's hands and out of bounds. Not a good pass by Hartman. 2:47 to go in this one. 78-54. Warriors down big. But a good chance to work against a good zone defense. Still a lot of length on the floor. They got 6'10", 6'4". Number 15 is 6'4 also. Hatch misses a three-pointer. No, 15 is 6'2". So they got 6'10", 6'4", 6'2 out there with their backups in the game.
And we got 5'6", 5'.
We got 6'5".
Streeter.
We got 6'5".
Yeah, but we got Streeter.
Valentine with a little dribble drive, gets himself into the lane and knocks down a little floater. He's got 8 in the game, 80-54. We knew it was going to be a long game in the first quarter when they scored 29 points in 8 minutes. And we didn't seem to have the response for that. Wart out top. His shot blocked by Hartwich. Got a piece on it. But
good
scrapping
hustle
at the other end, Brian Hatch. And we're going to have a foul called on Valentine as he jumped on top of Hatch trying to get the ball. It was good hustle by Brian, as you said. 2 minutes to go in this one. 80-54. Into the game. Now they're going deep, Ron. They're going deep, deep. I don't even have that kid in my scorebook. We'll just call him the letter O. He's not here. And number five is Nathan Divicenzo, something like that. Nate D. And the letter O. Brian beats the letter O, gets in deep, misses the runner off the glass. Brian has just tried to do too much tonight. And I think when they watch the tape, that's going to be what Scott tells him. He's like, you just play within yourself. The letter zero with the ball. Brian gets it from him. Hatch trying to beat Divicenzo to the get. Bumps into him, misses. Wart had the rebound. Hatch ends up with it. Back out to Graham. Graham floats in, lays it up, and
nice.
In. Keenan Graham with 15 in the game. Been the bright spot. He and Wart's first half and Graham have been the bright spots for the Warriors tonight. It's about all you can say, really, in terms of guys who have really played kind of as well or better than you expect. Hatch trying to scramble over, runs into number 11, Hartman. Hatch was headed out of the game, so I think he was just trying to get one last steal there. And he goes back over and shakes his hand. That was nice sportsmanship on Brian's part. He realized he kind of ran into Hartman hard there. They give each other five. Just one of those things, hustling after ball, and got there a little late. And Bryant hit him like a cornerback.
Cleared the bench.
So still in the game is Disler. But the Warriors go to the end of the bench now. And so you've got Grove in there with George Hatch, Disler, Watcherson, and Sharp. It's a missed shot, number 15 with the rebound. That is Stillwater, puts it back up and in. Minute to go in this one. Grove with it, top of the key. Works his way down, gives it up to Watcherson. Watcherson starts to drive, loses it off his foot, and out of bounds. So, 51 to go. 82-56, Columbia Christian. The letter O with the ball. Brings it across half court. Grove reaches and picks up the foul. Fifth team foul. Be side out of bounds to the Knights. See if one of these young guys can give us something to be excited about. There's a pass lobbed for Hartwich over his head and out of bounds. Man, Hartwich is long. They have him listed at 6'10". He's all that.
Yeah.
He is long, but not very strong. Just a sophomore. If he gets a little bit more game, boy, that'd be quite the tandem next year because he allows Greg to play out away from the basket, which is where he really thrives. Hatch with the drive, pulls up. Hartwich with a block. He can do that, too. When you're 6'10", you can block jump shots. Letter O with the ball. Drives left. Bounce pass down to the baseline. Knocked away, stolen by Grove. Grove hooks it ahead to Hatch. Hatch takes it in on Hartwich. Pump
nice.
Fake.
Two good
and
fakes.
And lays it up and in. George Hatch gives the fans a little something to cheer about.
Two good fakes.
Yep. Faked the 6'10 guy by, and then another little pump fake and flipped it up and in. And that's it, folks. Final score of this one as the buzzer goes off, 82-58. Warriors take a big loss. They had this down to 10 at halftime and just didn't have the legs to start the third quarter, and Columbia Christian came out, really played intense, and put the hammer down in the third quarter and left no doubt about who the better team was tonight. Warriors will learn a lot from this one. Good chance to watch tape on how do you deal with a team like Sandingham Christian that's got a couple of big guys that can zone you up and their length can cause problems. How do you attack the zone? How do you keep Josh fresh?
Yes.
Right? And effective.
And mentally sharp.
Yep.
That's
he
kind of
got in a hole there in the third quarter.
First time I really see him just get down. He got checked a couple times good and kind of gave up and didn't get down the court. And he's got to sort of rise above that.
So. Yep. Yep, teams are going to key on you, and there's going to be some good length when we see Dayton. You know, he'll be dealing with Jason Howard at 6'7 in there, and you're probably going to get a shot blocked every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens.
Yeah.
And you just have to be able to bounce back from that. So I know Josh will listen to this podcast. We'll let your coach do all the coaching, Josh. We just want you to get your head up, play hard, have fun, and don't worry about the things that happen that you're not happy about. Just play on through them, and that goes for all of them, you know, whether it's Brian Hatch or Josh Ward or whoever else, Keenan Graham out there. You got to play through the mistakes, got to play through the disappointments, play hard, give yourself a chance.
And to get a guy like Duncan who gets 31 on one night, you know the team.
They're going to key on him.
Oh, boy.
So you got to find another way to beat him. So,
yeah.
All right, we're going to call it good from here. Thanks for joining us. Oh, let me give you some totals here. I know you're all curious, so you want to know here. So Josh had 16 in the first half and finished the game with 22, 6 in the second half. Graham with 15, second leading scorer. Tyler Parr chipped in 9 points. Brian Hatch with 5. Michael Duncan with 5. Streeter 2 and Hatch 2 right there at the end. For Columbia Christian, it was the Ben Gregg Show. He had 16 in the first half and then 10 in the second half, 26 total, and didn't have to do much after the mid part of the third quarter there. They also got 11 out of Mariscal. They got 13 out of Munyon with four dunks. And Hartwich had 8, and then a couple other guys chipped in some points. All right, that's it for tonight. Ron, when's our next game? We
Tuesday
are playing Clatskanie on Tuesday at home.
Be a good test for the girls.
And
they're
then
a
again,
decent team.
And then again on Saturday against Rainier at home. So a couple home games coming up. So if you can't make it to Amity High School to watch those games, please tune in here to KLYC in McMinnville for all your Warrior action. So for Ron Huber, this is Jeff Clark. Have a good night, everybody, and go Warriors.